This is Passport to Texas. An artificial reef is marine habitat created by man and placed on the ocean bottom for the benefit of marine life.
Nature has a way of providing its own habitat, but in the case of the Gulf of Mexico, offshore Texas, most of the substrate is soft, murky, muddy, and very little hard substrate out there.
Dale Shively coordinates the artificial reef program for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says that hard substrate is necessary for the development of reefs. What's fascinating is that once they deploy the substrate material, within days, marine life begins attaching to it.
In a very short period of time, the substrate is covered with barnacles and sponges and some types of coral, and that begins the basis of the food web as we know it.
Without artificial reefs in the Gulf of Mexico, the waters wouldn't be nearly as productive and vital as they are. But what does any of this mean to the average Texan? Why should we care about this effort to create artificial reefs?
The importance of the reef program is, number one, to preserve and enhance the marine environment. And by doing that, we also create fishing and diving opportunities for not only Texans, but citizens throughout the U.S.
That's our show for today. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.